How had the Republicans ever gained control of DeKalb County?
Well, the that's not a very good story, but when they gained control, they wasn't allowed to count their list of votes of absentee ballots. They had people that had never lived in DeKalb County and dead people's name on the register, and when they turned in their absentee ballots, they had always had won the election. But when the Democrats gained control, the absentee ballots was outlawed, and the Democrats have been in control of DeKalb County ever since.
Let me find it. Roosevelt's program for recovery and reform was called the New Deal, including public works projects. How did this affect DeKalb County?
Work was done at the Soldier Falls up at Little River, up on Lookout Mountain. It's a park. It's been declared a park recently. And the traffic wall on 117 up Lookout Mountain was built back in rural style. I'll work with that.
The Agriculture Adjustment Act encouraged farmers to restrict acreage in growing specific crops to guarantee federal price support. Was this a popular program in DeKalb County?
It was very popular, not because of reducing the cost so much as getting that check from the government. It was very accepted by both parties. It's very popular. Everybody was in favor of it. I mean the farming class, the people. That was the first time that the small farmer was assured of having a little income from the farm. Okay.
Before the election of Roosevelt, 0.2% of farms in the Tennessee Valley had electricity. Was this about the average in DeKalb County, and how many farm homes had electricity in DeKalb County?
If anybody had electricity, a farmer, they had to live close to Albertville or Boaz. And we live, then it was 12 miles out of town. Now it's only about 9, the way the roads run. We did not have electricity. Until it must have been the early 40s when power came. After the construction of the Gunnerel Dam, when the farmers began to have electricity on Sand Mountain in DeKalb County.
Okay. The river with TVA would provide navigation, flood control, recreation, and electricity. How did the landowners of the Tennessee Valley feel as they learned their lands would be flooded with the backwater forming TVA lakes?
The farmers over in the valley was tickled to death to get to sell their farms for the price they got for the land. that TVA paid for the land. I never heard of any farmer being not being pleased with the price, and they was happy to sell the land that the water covered.
Okay. The New Deal established the TVA, which provided a network of hydroelectric dams along the Tennessee River. How did the people of DeKalb County react to TVA bringing them electricity?
The people was very happy to have the electric power out to their farms in DeKalb County and Tennessee River as a whole. Personally, I was very happy to because I got a job, $3.45 for 8 hours work, cleared the basin, and over on the river that the backwaters would cover, and there was more swamps and land that wasn't suitable for cultivation covered with that water than good farmland. Probably that's one reason the people was so happy in selling their swamps to the TVA. And If anybody up and down that river ever objected, I didn't ever know about it.
Okay. How did World War II affect the economy and the social life of Northeast Alabama?
Well, it boosted the economy because it yielded jobs that would not have been available had it not been for the war. However, it costed the community a number of lives. I don't remember what percentage was killed, but I did know a number of people that was wounded or missing in action, never returned. I didn't go to the war, but I did work for the government in the transportation department in delivering trucks and transport vehicles to various camps and to be shipped overseas and from the factories up in Detroit and north. And I guess, I didn't know it at the time, but I guess that's one thing that kept me out, because I was up in the upper age bracket, and the dependents I had kept me out of the army. I didn't volunteer, but it saddened a lot of homes, but a lot of good men gave their lives because they believed in the cause.
You say something then?
Go ahead.
I can't tell you.
Okay. Both the New Deal and World War II had major effects on boosting the economy of this area. Which one do you feel had the strongest effect on DeKalb County and other regions of Northeast Alabama?
Personally, I would say the Army, a war. had the greatest effect because of the people's was patriotic. Practically every family had a kindred that was drafted in the army, and they felt like by doing a job for the army would help win the war. They wanted to win the war, and we did. And I think that had more effect because more ladies went to work. They went to work doing a man's job, and at even places like the steel plant down in Gadsden, where it was formerly operated solely by men, a lot of ladies was hard, and in business places as well as manufacturing places, and it definitely was a war that had more effect on the economy than the New Deal. However, the New Deal was the beginning of it, of the change and boost in the economy, the way I see it.